if I could live my life over again, this would be a better world today, dwelt in by happier people. For I think I would not have committed the folly of my youth. The folly that has drawn the lines for conflict and suffering that you are heir to now. My father and my mother, I know, committed a greater folly, but the punishment that was laid upon them was the sentence of an all-wise judge. And in the end, a demonstrable blessing. A blessing that might have descended unsullied to you of this present world, had it not been for my folly, which, among other things, led to my death. And to the death of countless other men and women and children and the laying waste of many a fair countryside through the years.
Toil of the day.
from the day's pleasures. Brother, I said. Brother, tell me something. What did you and Father do with the fruit and grain and things you carried away this morning?
We took them down to the grove. Same as we always do.
Well, what did you do with them there?
We left them there.
Just left them there?
Yeah. Just left them there.
Well, why did you do that?
Well, you know how Father feels. You know how religious he is.
I know. But I don't understand why he does this. It seems like wasting things.
Those things aren't wasted.
Well, what happens to them?
They're a sacrifice.
I don't understand that.
Well, it's like this.
Well, go ahead.
Hard to explain. Your father gives you things. Food. Things to play with. What do you do?
I don't do anything.
You say thank you, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, this sacrifice is a kind of way of saying thank you for all the wonderful things we have. For the fields and the sunshine. And the... well, for everything. For just living.
Oh.
We have plenty, you see. It's only fair for us to give up some of it for a thank offering. You understand?
What would happen if you didn't do it?
I don't know.
Would something terrible happen? Would we have bad luck, maybe? Would we die?
I don't know.
Well, do we just sacrifice what we want to?
We sacrifice the best we have, Sonny.
Has it got to be the best?
That's what your father and I think. And your mother.
What if it isn't good enough?
It has to be the best things you have.
Can I sacrifice something?
When you're old enough.
I'll sacrifice some wonderful things.
Of course you...
And they won't be just old ears of corn and bundles of millet and stuff like that. I wonder if I thought, in my youthful folly, that the greater the sacrifice, the greater would be my reward. I wonder if I thought I could buy prosperity and happiness in the pleasures of the flesh. Outstrip my father and my brother by the magnificence of my own burnt offerings. I wonder if this was the burgeoning of a thought that I might supplant my brother in the regard of my father and mother. For he was a principal provider. True, my father labored mightily. But it was my brother's strong arms that tilled the soil, my brother's active mind that planned the year's crops, my brother's sweat that procured the harvest that nourished us all. And as time went on, my father became more and more submerged in religion. And on his firstborn fell a heavier and heavier burden. And at the time of sacrifice, I stood sullenly aside, for I was empty-handed with nothing of my own to place upon the altar, with nothing to gain grace and prosperity for myself. I was young. Forgive me for that if you can. True, my elder brother had not many years over me, but I had been brought up in the indulgence of my parents. And since he was a prodigious worker, I found idleness more to my liking. I was awkward with the plow and the harrow. I bruised the precious fruit I was sent to gather. I dulled the scythe, and reaping time was sent away lest I bring further harm to the harvest and to myself. And the praise my father gave to my brother.
It's been a good year, son.
We've done very well, haven't we?
You've done very well, you mean?
What's the difference? It's all in the family.
Yes, but what we'd have done without you, I don't know. Why, we've got that lower field now that was all trees last year. That brings us a good crop. I wish there was something special I could do for you, son.
It's all right, Father. I like to work in the field.
And those fruit trees, I never saw them bear so much.
It was hard work, but we'll have a pleasant winter.
Thanks to you.
We've got so much. I wish there was somebody we could give some of our plenty to. Don't you, Father?
We can give it to the Lord, son.
It'll be a mighty sacrifice this year.
All the better we have it to give.
But I wish sometimes there were some other people we could see, be neighbors with, to
day will come, son. The day will come. We may not live to see this world teeming with people, but we're the pioneers, and they'll live to be grateful to us. I'm thankful I have a son like you.
You've got two sons, Father.
Oh, yes, but your brother.
But what was I to do? What tasks were there left that I could perform to please my father and Mr. Plant, my brother? I could not think. And the other thought. How would I ever prosper in life if I had nothing to give, nothing to sacrifice as my father and my brother did? My mother found me in the dark as I sat there, sniveling at my unlucky situation. As I sat there, dissolved in unworthy tears of self-pity.
Is that you, son?
Mother.
I've been looking all over for you. What's the matter, dear?
I don't feel good.
Are you sick, child?
I'm just good for nothing.
Oh, now, son. What happened?
Well, I can't do anything.
You can't do anything? What do you mean?
Well, brother does everything, and father tells him how wonderful he is, and I'm just useless.
Oh, come now, son. There's plenty for you to do. You always help mother around the house, and you're young.
I'm not either. I'm just no good.
That's a silly attitude for you to take. Now, what put all this in your mind so suddenly?
Mother, I want to be useful.
Well, you are useful.
I haven't got anything to sacrifice.
Oh, that's it, then.
Yes. Father...
I know, dear. I didn't know you were so serious about things.
Mother, how can I ever get things if I don't have anything to sacrifice?
Get things?
Well, I mean, I won't prosper.
Oh, you poor child. You come in now and have your supper and you'll feel better. And then in the morning...
But in the morning, I wandered away, still downcast before my parents and my brother had arisen. I do not remember what dark thoughts occupied my mind as I climbed the dew-drenched hillsides, wrestling with my problem. I do not know how far I walked through the morning in the hot sun of noon, nor where I wandered. I tired with the afternoon, I remember, and under a tall oak tree on the top of a hill, I lay my head and slept. Dreams haunted me. Dreams of my tall, laughing brother, rich and happy, surrounded by a cheerful and happy family in some far land. Dreams of myself, begging bread from a stranger, unblessed and unhappy. Dreams of poverty and want in a world I never knew. I saw myself dependent at long last upon the bounty of my brother, the farmer, the tiller of the soil, a laborer who had enough to sacrifice to ensure a good life for himself, while I suffered the pangs of hunger. And I awoke to the curious stare of a pair of tiny, grave little lambs. Two little lambkins who stood and made bleating noises at the strange figure on the grass, who tottered to me and seized my fingers in their black little mouths and tugged at them valiantly. And so, when at sunset I made my weary way into the clearing around our house, I had found my vocation. The lambs objected mightily to being dragged up for inspection by my father and brother and my weeping mother. But there was a hot supper for me and barley meal for the lambs. And I talked bravely of the prosperity my new acquisition would bring to us all. I suppose I was meant to be a shepherd. My two little lambs grew. Presently, there were more lambs. My father taught me to shear them as they grew bigger. I found out the roar of the sheep herder for myself. It was pleasant on the hillside through the tinkle of the wether's bell. The flock grew apace. I remember those long afternoons, with the clouds drifting lazily above me, the pleasant, drowsy sound of the sheep as they grazed peacefully around me. It was a lazy life, but a good one. I could laze away the afternoon securely, laughing to think of my burly brother toiling away in the sun-baked fields, fighting his eternal battle with the earth for his sustenance. I built my own hut on the hillside above the home place,
fine with the sheep.
I'm glad, Father. This is what I like to do.
How many have you now?
16. But there'll be lambs in the spring.
I'm making you a nice wool coat, son, from the first shearing.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
I wish you could come home oftener, though.
You miss me?
Of course we do, son. That's why we come up to see you here.
But what about... Well, you've got a son around the house all the time.
He's pretty busy.
How's he doing with the crop?
Well, not very well this year.
Oh, what's the matter?
It's just a bad year, son.
What's the matter? Didn't he sacrifice?
I don't think I like the way you said that, son.
Why, I didn't mean anything, Father.
I hope you didn't. Yes, your brother sacrificed. You know he did.
Maybe he didn't sacrifice enough.
Yes, he did.
Or maybe it wasn't good enough.
Son, it's not your place to decide what's good and what's bad.
I wasn't, Father. I was only asking.
The crops are going to be very small this year.
It looks as if you're the support of the family this time, son.
Me? That's fine. I'm some use after all, then.
Son.
Why, of course you're some use. You're a great deal of use.
More than my brother.
This year, anyway.
Son.
I can't help it, Mother. I'm happy.
I chanted the old words of the ceremony loudly and joyfully. The black smoke rose to heaven. We all rejoiced greatly. We all rejoiced, except my brother. Now it was his turn to stand empty-handed and glum, although he did try to smile at me when I turned triumphantly away to look at him. The poor, withered ears of corn he put on his own altar looked very meager compared with the lavishness of my gift. And when, in an excess of good feeling, I gave him one of the lambs to offer up on his own altar, he couldn't even make the fire stay lit. I had to help. I was very happy. And I rue the day now. Yes, of course it was selfishness. It wasn't devotion. I was very happy. And when in the morning I left again to return to the hillside pastures, for my flock had grown and there would be much for me to do, my brother humbly came to me and laid a hand on my shoulder.
Is it all right if I walk back with you to see the flock?
Why, haven't you got anything to do here?
There's not a thing to do here. Crops are in, but there is none.
Well, isn't that too bad?
Yeah, it is that.
Well, come on along.
Thank you. I don't know what happened this year.
It is strange, isn't it?
You've done well. I'm proud of you.
Oh, well, you know, I told you I'd sacrificed something wonderful.
Yes, I remember.
I sacrificed the first lamb this family ever sacrificed.
It was wonderful.
Too bad your sacrifice was so cheap and bad.
I did the best I could. That's all anybody could do.
Oh, well, but you should have been like me. It's all very well to dig up the ground, but it takes something more to do what I've done.
I've done pretty well in the past, boy.
I don't see how you can expect to do very much when all you've got to offer is some old corn and stuff like that.
It was good enough for you for a long time.
Well, of course, but now
I've worked hard all my life.
You don't have to work hard if you don't want to. I don't work hard. And look at me.
Yes.
I think Father and Mother are a little disappointed in you, you know.
They are not.
Oh, I think they are. I can see the way they looked at you. And at me.
I don't believe it.
And you didn't do very well with your sacrifice. Not even when I had to give you something to sacrifice.
You stop that.
I think your day's over, brother.
I told you to stop talking that way.
Yes, you're done. You were all right till I got started and made a good sacrifice. Oh, go on back and dig holes in the ground, you farmer.
You
do what?
You don't stop talking that way.
heard my brother run away, and his cries filled my ears with sound. It is more than I can bear, he said. And those are the last words of his I heard. My good, kindly brother. And through him, I brought strife and terror and hopelessness into the best of all worlds. Our heir to the evil that I set free. I was my brother's keeper. And I failed my trust.